And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. It is, it's 3:01. It is beyond time for Arts Live and Local. And I want to give a shout out to, of course, Squamish and Seashell. And a special shout out, and of course, E66 Street. Wouldn't forget you, Susan. And a special shout out and gratitude to all of you who called in during our fall pledge drive. Thank you so much. You allowed me to do the show without really pitching because you just kept calling. So thank you so much to Janet and Lisa and Herb and the other Janet and Studio 11, Jewelry by Sharon, Jan and Vicky, Ken and Sue, Brooke, Carol, Keith, Jennifer and Nate, Ned and Lulu, and Kate, the Village Crier. Thank you all so very much. We did very well in the pledge drive, and that's what needs to happen. Community feeds community. And we'll all be back again. So, today is the 20th of September. Coming up very soon is the equinox. And I want to dedicate this show to all those all over the world. This was such an amazing thing that happened today. At noon, wherever you were in the world. So it happened. It was a rolling strike for the climate, for the world, for community, for life. A big thank you to our very young hero who is leading the way, Greta, from Sweden. And to everybody who stood up and said, take care of us. And to the adults who said, we care. We're going to do it. And to those of you who aren't listening yet, you better start because we ain't going anywhere.
It was a Tuesday, I remember, after school. Last September, walking home, I chanced to see my very favorite maple tree. And every twig and branch, it seemed, was every color I had dreamed. And not just patches here and there, but every color everywhere. Springtime, every twig would sprout. A tiny branch came peeking out. They lift their heads and spread their wings when the rivers flood and the robins sing. Leaves turn green and then grow bright to every color, every type. And finally in the wind let go to fall and paint earth below. The roots so deep, the trunk so high, her arms reached up into the sky, and through her veins all colors run from everywhere to everyone.
Yeah, thanks John McCutcheon for colors. Maybe we'll hear more of that a little bit later. But right now, I have my first guest who is here to tell you, whoever you are, some people who are interested in the arts, how to get your own art or history or heritage out there with support from your very own Clatsop County Cultural Coalition. So Lynn Hadley is here.
Hello.
AKA Spinnin' Lynn.
Hi, everybody, here in a different capacity today. I am, here with the Coalition and the Oregon Cultural Trust awards funds by county within Oregon to support, maintain, preserve, and protect cultural programs in the visual and performing arts, heritage, and humanities. And the 2020 grant cycle has begun. We are accepting applications up through October 31st.
Okay, so people do have a whole month to get this together.
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned a whole bunch of things. Can you give us examples, maybe from the past? Like, it's, you know, some things are obvious, like KMUN is a cultural entity. What are some things that may not be so obvious?
Oh, we've funded bringing dance and music into the area, mm-hmm. and then artists from all over, and then offering them the opportunity to funding to provide workshops and share with the county.
Including in schools, right?
In schools, yeah. Okay. Adult education, but yes, it's what always about, nice with youth.
I'm thinking of things like that are considered historic or heritage.
Last year, we gave some funding to the Scandinavian cabin over in Colby Lake to help with restoration for that.
Okay, good.
There was a comedy festival in Cannon Beach that has been funded through some monies from the Cultural Coalition. You know, improvements to community buildings that house cultural events and that kind of thing is something that's also funded. Great. And just ways to expand projects that are serving the larger arts community in the county are always
arts and culture. It sounds like because it really
so yes, right the okay. humanities the
humanities right. So if you out there think, well, maybe, I don't know, but maybe this might help me. What should they do?
Well, I would say the best place to start is the website, which is clatsopculturalcoalition.org, mm-hmm. which is where you're going to be able to find the application and the eligibility for applicants and the funding priorities, which include new and improved cultural programs, integration of arts, heritage, humanities through activities, strengthening overall health of existing not-for-profit organizations for schools, individuals, businesses related to visual and performing arts, heritage,
so is
and
there
humanities.
Is there a human being they can touch base with? Because that still may be a little confusing because there's so much information.
Specifically, we have two workshops upcoming very quickly. One is, in fact, this evening in Astoria at the Art Loft.
Okay.
And that's at 7 p.m. And they are located at 106 3rd Street.
Oh, that's right upstairs from Dots and Doodles.
Precisely.
For
South County folks, there's one in Seaside at the Seaside Library tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that's on 131 Broadway in Seaside. So that's a real good opportunity to find out the specifics of what's mm-hmm. going to help you with the grant writing process.
So anybody can go to those?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and are encouraged to do so if you have any interest.
And ask questions. And
yes.
That sounds terrific. Now, if someone can't go to one of those two but still needs guidance, is there someone they can talk to, like call, or is there somewhere on the website that they can contact someone? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Joe, who runs the Astoria workshop, is very helpful and would always be willing to help with that.
Okay. That's Joe Pomeroy Crockett, who actually You can often find her at Art Loft because she's one of the owners of that arts facility. So she's been on this show many times. She's very helpful. So I'm thinking some people don't understand why the county has money to give away to artists. Where does that money come from?
Well, we are funded by the Oregon Cultural Trust, who awards the funds to support county-wide projects in county by county to maintain, preserve, protect cultural programs throughout. Yeah.
So how do they decide who gets the money? How much money? I mean, do they give the same amount of money to the Portland County as they do to Clatsop County?
Oh, no. Well, we typically get per grant cycle, it's based on the population of the county.
Okay.
And we typically get around 10,000 to distribute.
Okay.
And the maximum distribution for us is 2,000.
What is there a minimum to, or?
Oh,
no.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you might just need a couple of $100 to do something, and it's still worth applying. It's I've used it, actually, and brought a Balkan band here. It's 10 years ago, actually, almost exactly, and they were fabulous. They went into the schools and gave a workshop, and they gave a workshop at the Performing Arts Center. Then they gave a concert for the whole town, and I couldn't have done it without the Cultural Coalition grant. So do you know about how the Oregon Cultural Trust gets its money?
Well, a lot of it is donation, and it's tax deductible, which is a very nice thing.
It's actually a tax credit.
Credit, even better, isn't it?
Much better. Yeah. It's like if you pay any money to Oregon State for your taxes, and you really think you'd like your money to go into the arts, you give that money to Oregon Cultural Trust, and that's it. That it goes up to $500 for an individual and $1,000 for a couple. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
You can say where you want your money to go. Now, if you owe $20,000 in state taxes, it's just a drop in the bucket. But still, it's a good feeling. And then the money comes back to us.
Right.
So, okay, so
nice the contribution.
Most important thing for people listening is to go to the website. Can you repeat that?
And that's clatsopculturalcoalition.org.
Okay. I think you're right. That's the starting point. But if you can go to one of the workshops, you said tonight at
7 p.m. at the Art Loft in Astoria.
Okay. And the entrance, it's right above Dots and Doodles on 3rd, but it's the entrance is on 3rd Street, so you do have to take that turn. And then you get to see a lot of art up there, too. I didn't know they were doing workshops there for this. And then tomorrow morning, when's that?
9 a.m. on Saturday at the Seaside Library.
Okay.
1131 Broadway in Seaside, of course.
Right, right. Terrific. So what is your role in all of the and we said Joe Pomeroy Crockett is doing the Astoria one, and Denise Fairweather is doing the Seaside one. What is your role, Lynn? How did you get involved in this?
I just like to participate in getting those monies out to the projects that are going on in and around. It's a very enjoyable task.
It's nice to be able to give out money, somebody else's money especially.
Yes, indeed.
So does the coalition sometimes take new people? So if someone's
I think new members are always welcome, and especially if you're interested in the arts and heritage of the area and want to participate in distributing the funding like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, sounds like we keep coming back to that website. I wrote it down this time. ClatsopCulturalCoalition.org and get all you need. But if you're thinking of going to the workshops, hurry up because it's 7 o'clock tonight.
Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate. Okay, thank you so much, Lynn Hadley. And you can hear Lynn on KMUN when? You're on a few times.
I am here Tuesday, every other Tuesday evening for Rhythm Lounge, and every other Thursday morning for TMF, Thursday Morning Folk, and Bedtime Stories.
Oh, yeah.
I alternate with Lloyd Bowler.
Right. Great. Okay. See? We always take new people, too, right here on Coast Community Radio. Thanks so much for coming in, Lynn.
Happy to.
Yeah.
Thanks, okay. Carol.
And let's hear a little more of John McCutcheon. That's not John McCutcheon. You know what that is? I'll tell you in a minute. But I'm going to save that and play it later. So let's hear a little more John with his song Colors for Autumn and for all those who care about the environment. We'll be talking more about that later.
It was a Tuesday, I remember, after school this last September. Walking home, I chanced to see my very favorite maple tree. Every twig and branch, it seemed, was every color I had dreamed. And not just patches here and there, but every color everywhere. Springtime, every twig would sprout, a tiny branch came peeking out. They'd lift their heads and spread their wings when the rivers flood and the robins sing. Leaves turn green and then grow ripe to every color, every type. And finally in the wind let go to fall and paint the earth below. The roots so deep, the trunk so high, her arms reached up into the sky. Veins, all colors run from everywhere to everyone. What on earth would autumn do?
What on earth? Yeah, what on earth would any of us do? Thanks, John McCutcheon. We appreciate you. And we appreciate people all over the place who are doing good stuff in the arts, because as we all know, art saves lives, and that's a good thing. Right, Jenna?
It's a great thing.
Jenna Austin Nisbet is here with me, and she is going to tell us about what's going on at the Porterville Waco every Sunday in October, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this is the fun part. And I have to spell it for you, folks, because it's on the radio, it just sounds normal. Seafood and Sea Art. However, it's spelled S-E-A food and S-E-E art. Very clever. Whose idea was that?
Well, it was a collaboration of our committee. I believe the gal from Skywater came up with it.
I like that.
We loved it. It's our...
I like that. So discover the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes that a real-life fishing port has to offer. And then, of course, there is artwork by one of our favorite local artists, Don Nisbet, who has the same last name as you, eh?
Yeah, I'm president of his fan club.
Oh, that's nice. That's sweet.
Legit. We worked together before we fell in love.
Yes.
Speaking of his art, I brought the full card to show you.
Oh.
See the poster. You can't see it over the radio, but the poster has
a
little snippet.
Here, I'll hold it up to the microphone. Okay, folks,
snippet
look into
of the piece
radio.
Of art. And at the top, there's a fish, artist fish. And then, of course, he's looking over at Kate B. And,
right.
and the port of Owako.
Man,
but
there's everything in
part
here.
Of the other art, which represents all the fine seafood that we have in Pacific County.
All the fine fish. Before they become seafood, they're fish.
Yes.
And then for this festival. So what, and now, first of all, is it only October? that this is.
This, well, we have seafood and art in Owako all the time, of course. Those are two of the things we do best. But with this campaign is to celebrate our lovely fall weather that we normally have in October, and a great day on Sunday to take a stroll at the port and enjoy these things that Owako has to offer.
Okay. So it's, I know that during your art walk, you were incorporating the rest of Owako, but this every Sunday is only at the port of Owako.
This campaign is featured towards the port, although once you get to Owako,
sure,
who knows what, I know the antique gallery is always open on Sunday, but one of the places downtown. But no, specifically, most of the places that represent these things are at the port. But everybody in Owako is invited to be open and participate.
Okay. So galleries, restaurants, how is Owako doing? I know that, you know, there's been a push towards bringing folks in and putting out, because there is, as you say, there have always been the galleries there. And you can tell us who's at the port of Owako, who's really featured for this.
Yeah, well, and Owako's doing great, by the way. It's a little deceiving downtown because almost every building down there has something going in there, but you won't see it for a couple years. But yes, Owako at the port specifically for featuring seafood and art. For example, seafood. We have Jesse's Owako Fish Company. Now, that's a real live industrial fishing business, but they also have a seafood market, so you can get seafood to go. You probably heard the tuna is crazy in Owako this year, and I know maybe you don't eat that, but it's been hopping.
Actually, I'm a fallen vegetarian. I do eat fish.
I almost brought you some canned tuna. I wish I would have known.
We'll talk. No payola, but we'll talk. So, okay.
And then speaking of canned tuna, Sportsman's Cannery at the Port of Owako. They can and smoke local fish and oysters and seafood, and their tuna, once you've had that, I mean, it is my favorite. There's some other good canned tuna, local tuna here in Astoria, but Ole Bob's, they have a seafood market and a cafe. And then on the fishing aspect, like, you could go on a crab trip with Coho Charters. The regular charter fishing would be closed at the end of September, pretty much. But in October, you can do a crab trip as far as going on your own seafood expedition.
Not on these Sundays, though.
You might be able to arrange a trip, through Coho. I believe they'll do it in October, and then you go through them. But we have some things in the works. Now, this is a new campaign. It's something we've been working on for a while, and we have some things in the works that I don't have all the official announcements on.
Okay.
But we may do some things like an oyster shucking contest, some tours, possibly, of Jesse's Owako Fish Company. This would be like a once-a-year, very special thing to get the inside view. We're going to be fleshing out possibly some of the boats may have some fish for sale right off the boat. Now, that depends on, of course, the laws and things change and regulations.
Right.
But Gino Leach, Gino.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
One of our favorite Fisher poets.
Yes. We are going to kick off our first October 6th with a bang with Gino Leach doing some Fisher poetry. We have to firm up the time, but it'll be late afternoon on October 6th down at the Salt. Jules doesn't even know, but it's going to be great. And at the Salt, speaking of which, the hotel and pub, you've been down there and seen that. They are doing a great job. They have local tuna they bring in from Trey Finn. And they'll be doing some special with the seafood cooking. And they're doing a great job. And then I don't want to forget to tell you the art places, like Marie Powell Gallery, of course. She has some wonderful prints.
And she'll be here, too.
Yeah, and she'll still be here.
Right, because she goes from New Zealand to Owako.
Yeah, she'll be here.
Great.
And then Dawn Nisbet Art Gallery. Oh, and then at Marie, she also has those Susan Spence. They use the nautical
crab rope baskets.
Right. So see, that
lovely.
Skywater Home and Garden down on towards the Jessies. They have some wonderful art. And then Louisa Mack, I wasn't sure. She has fabulous jewelry, but she may be out of town for a wedding or something on one of those.
Okay.
But yeah, and then Time Enough Books. If you just don't want to catch, eat, or see seafood art, of course, you can just go to the bookstore. We have a great bookstore. Get a cookbook or a story or fish, those types of things at Owako.
So Everybody needs to put it on. Now, do you have any kind of a website?
The Iwako Merchants Association is sponsoring this in conjunction with the Port of Iwako. Okay. And we use the Port of Iwako for a lot of our events. But And we do have a possible volunteer that may help us with our IMA. But currently, no, the website we go through, everything is Discover Iwako on Facebook. And that's a very active. If you want to know anything about Iwako.
Fine. Most people have Discover Iwako doing that, on booking their faces. Yeah. So, okay, so if either way, you can just jot this on your calendar. The first one we figured out is October 6th, and then it's every Sunday in October from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and of course, you can stay as late as you want, but the festival aspect is seafood, that is seafood and sea art, and right there in Iwako on the Washington Peninsula. It's a lovely spot, too. And it doesn't matter what the weather is, really.
And collaborations are welcome if anybody's invited. And no, it doesn't matter. This is storm or shine.
Right,
you know,
there you
this
go.
That's what we do in Iwako. we don't rain out. But excellent. Collaborations are welcome, anyone in the industry. And then one thing I wanted to mention, we were just here with the cultural group, but, you know, this campaign stems from celebrating what Iwako does best. And I meant to double check my stats before it came, but in my mind, this is close to correct that 56% of the economy in Pacific County stems directly from fishing, and surprisingly, 20% was from art. So this is important to support.
Absolutely, and it's not so surprising. When we worked with the Arts Council of America, we discovered what a huge input that is. Clatsop County. Yeah. Pacific County, all over the country. Yeah. The arts are alive and keeping people alive. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in. That would be, you see Jenna in various aspects of herself, maybe a pirate, maybe. Today she looks fairly like a human being. You know? Jenna Austin Nisbet, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks, and I hope to see you in Iwako.
You bet. And I have a piece of music I just want to put on. And by the way, speaking of, so I don't forget, in terms of rain or shine, the Cannon Beach is a happening place this weekend. I'm going to put on some music right now from Alice DiMicelli, who is a featured musician on Sunday at the Coaster, 2:30 to 4. This is all part of... Look, I can read my T-shirt, Earth and Ocean Arts Festival. It is happening right now in Cannon Beach, and you can go to CB Gallery and find out the whole schedule, get yourself a ticket. Half the money goes to environmental groups. And after that, on Sunday, after Alice's concert, Tolovana Arts Colony is having its last concert in the park, and that is Rain or Shine. And it's going to open with Baby Gramps and followed by The Builders and The Butchers. And by the way, in case you didn't notice, yesterday was 91919, which, of course, is a palindrome.
This one here is my biggest requested wordplay song, a little song called a palindrome song. UFO tofu. Spelt rearwardly comes out UFO tofu, which is a palindrome. Do geese see God? Backwards, that sentence comes out, do geese see God? Raja saw Dad wash a jar. 10 animals I slam in a net. Only kidding. I would never do that. I would never do that. Tarzan raised a Desi Arnaz rat. Let's try that together, all together. Tarzan raised a Desi Arnaz rat. Oh, you're so perspicacious. We're doing palindromes, palindromes. Where do you roam? You know that I'm sure doing a phenomenon called palindromes, palindromes. Where do you roam? You know, I'm sure doing something called palindromes. A big something called palindromes. Now, palindromes go way back in history. They go back to the beginning of time.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Baby Grams can tell you all about it on Sunday, 4 p.m., at the Tolofana Arts Colony's last concert in the park. And after Baby Grams is going to be the Builders and the Butchers at the park. Okay, let me see. I have two folks here. And by the way, okay, let me just stick to the program because there's so much going on. It could mix a person up. Anybody in particular? Yes, of course. The two people who are here with me are quite familiar to most people. One of them is the former operations manager at KMUN, the guy who kept us going for a couple of years. But he's gone now, so now you have to listen in on Thursday afternoons to hear him. That'd be Brian Bovenizer. Hi, Brian.
What an intro, Carol. Thank you.
You don't think you're going to get away with this, do you? It's going to be years before I forgive you for jumping ship. Okay, but Sarah Lou Heath is here also.
Hey, Carol.
Hi. Sarah, what is your role in life in this town?
Oh, well, that was a deeper question than I thought.
Oh, deep.
Role in life, TBD. Right now, TBD. I am, you know, there's a lot of life left, but right now.
What's TBD, though?
To be determined.
Oh, okay, sorry. That. I do know TBA. I didn't. Okay.
Well, I am here wearing one of my hats. Yes. I'm the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
That's the one I know about. Oh, yes. And we're going to have to find out the rest of you soon. But okay. So you are with ADHDA. Don't forget the last A, folks. And that's what Sarah Lou Heath is representing. Brian, what are you representing?
I'm also representing the ADHDA.
Okay. And they're here because next weekend is also a crazy weekend with so much going on. It is the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup.
We're so excited.
Yeah. Tell us what that is. It goes from the 27th to the 29th, which is Friday through Sunday.
Yep.
It's open to... Now, do you have to be a certain age to get close to the Brew Cup?
You don't. No, Brew Cup is great in that it's good for families. It's good for, you know, couples. It's good for whomever. So it's actually a free community event open to the public. We do, you know, it's a beer festival. So we've got over 30 craft beverages. And so if you want to taste some beverages with us, you buy a tasting glass and tokens to make your choices. But it's open to the public. Music is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And where is this?
This is going to be at the Barbie Maritime Center. So
outside or inside?
Outside.
Outside.
It's rain or shine. We know that we have awesome late summers here.
Absolutely.
So we're just planning on a wonderful weekend.
Well, and what's really cool is for those of you who might get a little claustrophobic when you have thousands of people drinking beer in your atmosphere. It doesn't happen at the Brewfest, right? Because you're out in the open, the kids are there. It's a full festival for everybody.
And it's gorgeous. Right on the waterfront, lots of good times for
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. So Brian, what are you going to have for music?
Music, I'm really excited. Friday, we have the Sharon Hartley Band, which is a bunch of great locals that you might know. Jeff Carden plays in that band, a bunch of folks. Then we have Mike Kirkendall, who's one of my favorite performers, has played with M. Ward and produced albums for Blitz and Trapper. And then Friday night, the Freak Mountain Ramblers are making their return. Yeah, they haven't played in years together. And we got them back. Yeah.
Carol's making a note. Everybody else should too.
Well, the thing is, if I can find it, I have some, you know, one of their CDs. I can play it next week.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because that's... they haven't been here in a while, so yeah,
it's great. It's been a while. And then on Saturday we have KMUN favorites, the Horsenecks.
Oh yes,
Gabrielle and Barry.
I play them all the time. They're so fabulous.
Hearts of Oak, Matt Hopper and the Roman Candles, the Desert Kind. Michael Hurley is going to be playing on Saturday. And then Giants in the Trees on Saturday.
We love you too. Holy cow! What a mix!
That's a lineup, right?
You've got locals and a little bit beyond.
That's what we're going for with the beer and with the talent. And I think that's the crowd that we get. We've got a really good local following. And then we have these people that come in from out of town and make it a really nice mix of people and drinks and entertainment.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the weather will be good. I'm betting on that.
Yeah. I put in the order.
And she's the boss, so you know, that's how it goes. Is this the festival that was started by Chris and Jennifer?
Chris and Jen Holen, yeah.
Yeah. When they first picked up the Baked Alaska, the big Baked Alaska, they had the little Baked Alaska, but they had this huge parking lot, and Chris being a bluegrass fan, I think it started or something, they started bringing in music and people dancing out there, and of course
this will be Brew Cup's 18th birthday. So we're forever indebted to Chris and Jen of Baked Alaska for gifting this event to the association. It's our biggest fundraiser.
And you know what?
Of the year.
18. You know what 18 stands for? It stands for life.
Oh,
L'chaim. So when you lift your glass of beer, you can say L'chaim to life. And you know, it's the 18th year.
Well, we have the appropriate
numerology
toast for this
there
year,
you
then.
Go. Works well. And it's the 18th year of the Brew Cup. But it's moved around then.
It has. When I 10 years ago, I'm on my 10-year anniversary living in Astoria.
Awesome.
And I remember when it was downtown, and I volunteered at that festival 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool to be able to celebrate the 18 years of the Brew Cup, and 10 years is I've been involved with it.
And you are newer.
This will be my third Brew Cup producing. I volunteered before I moved to Astoria.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're lucky. This event is not just for the community, but produced by the community.
Yeah.
Brian does our music booking, and he's great at it.
Brad
DePoit over at Fort George curates our beer. We've got a great committee with lots of other people. So,
it
takes a village.
It has that local feel to it, too. Now, it just occurred to me. What's happening on the Brew Cup stage on Saturday morning?
Troll Radio Review, a live KMUN KTCB broadcast from the Barbie Maritime Center Pacific Northwest Brew Cup, featuring
Cascadia
Opera.
Chamber Opera. Oh, they're going to be featured.
They're going to be featured, as well as the Floating Easements Band is going to be featured. And Gabo and Barry and myself will be leading the house band, as Debbie and some of the house members are out of town.
Right.
So we're going to have a really good time for Troll Radio Review. That starts at 11 on Saturday. So come on down to the Brew Cup. It's always a fun one for Troll down there. Lots of room for the kids. Purple Cow brings a bunch of toys and things for the kids to play with. And then we'll be doing a live broadcast all day down there. So, yeah, if you can't come down, we'll be doing a live broadcast.
Well, especially for those of you listening in British Columbia or Wyoming or New York or
there's
France.
There's still time to plan a drive.
Portugal.
You know, I'm not sure our friends in Portugal are going to make it, but...
No, but this is a wonderful, delightful, and it just has, as you say, Sarah Lou, it's a real community festival.
It's not the hassle and long lines of others. You know, you enjoy a beer, listen to some music.
And if you're not a beer drinker, that's okay. You just don't buy one of those cups. But that goes, doesn't that support ADHDA?
It does. The this is our biggest supports. Fundraiser of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you're not a beer drinker, we've got some ciders. We'll have House doing cocktails. And good. We do have a good selection of food trucks, too. So
excellent, excellent. Yeah. Okay, so put this on your calendar. Now, give us the time. Did I write that down? No. What? When do you start on Friday?
On Friday, we start at noon.
Noon.
Go until 9. Saturday, a little bit earlier, Troll Radio Review.
That's at 11.
Starts us off right at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Same opening at 11 on Sunday, but then we close up at 4 o'clock. So Sunday is Growler Fill Sunday.
A.K.A. Sunday Fun Day.
Indeed. We've got lots of cool activities for everybody on Sunday.
So Saturday is 11 a.m. till?
Until last call is at 9.
9. Okay. Oh, last call is at 9. So you're not. You're still, yeah, okay. Something around there, folks, you know, just be ready to hang out. Bring extra clothes because it might cool down in the evening. And Growler Day means people bring their own big bottles, those growler bottles.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Sunday Fun Day has growler fills, hula hoop contest, cornhole tournament, all sorts of good stuff.
Gosh.
And
yeah.
It is my favorite day at Brew Cup. It's really relaxed on Sundays. You just kind of get to hang out. And the Brownsmead boys will be playing on Sunday as well. I bet you know some of those guys.
Okay.
We don't have all the flats, so they're going to be doing the Brownsmead boys. And some other KMUN favorites, Wander Lodge. They've been in.
Oh, yes.
I believe they've been in on your show as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And one strategic question, which may be disappointing to some. I don't know the answer. Animals. Dogs.
We love them.
Oh, yes.
They need to be well-behaved. We think, you know, children and dogs, both welcome, well-behaved. Please keep your dog on a leash.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
We'll leave the kids
up
to you.
Okay, good. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And of course, we have tons of information, our full beer listing, the music lineup, PacificNorthwestBrewCup.com.
Beautiful.
You can also hit us up on Facebook and let you know if you're coming out.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You guys make a good team. No props, I noticed, but Jack Harris always brings props, but we will talk about that another time.
That's the prop you were talking about.
Okay. The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup at the Barbie Center area. That's about 22nd Street. So find yourself a parking place. Drop your car off. Remember where you parked it. Some of us have had problems with that. And then just come on in and spend the day.
Yes,
thank you
please.
So much for
thanks
coming.
Thanks for having us, Carol.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
Now we're going to let Barinas come in and correct whatever else got misstated. So, okay, now I do have some music from Alice DiMicelli, who is going to be doing the concert from 2:30, I believe it is, till 4 at the Coaster Theater on Sunday, closing up the Earth and Ocean Arts Festival, which is already happening. And this evening, there's a reception. You can still get in on this. It's a fantastic, and they were very generous with Coast Community Radio also. So support. Remember, half the money from the tickets goes to 5 different local environmental groups. And then a lot of the galleries, 10 galleries are participating, and they are donating a lot of money and support and their raffle prizes. So check it out. Here's Alice.
Keeping my heart this beating high.
take me home. Yes. Spirit of the River, take me home. We, you know what? The good part is, whoa, the good part for us is that we are home right here on the river, the Columbia River. That is, those of us who are sitting here in the studio right now. And that would be, you already know what's going on because Brian spilled the beans. He said Berenice was going to give him a hard time, but I kept them apart, so it's all okay. That would be, of course, Berenice Jones Centeno, who is a programmer here. She gives us the opera program, and she is here today with her Cascadia Chamber Opera, which is happening next weekend. Oh, man, you can do all of this if you're crazy, and some of us are. Cascadia Chamber Opera is putting on HMS Pinafore Friday evening at 7 p.m., a week from today, and Sunday at 4 p.m. On the 29th. And that's all happening at the Performing Arts Center. That's 16th and Franklin in Astoria. Hi, Berenice.
Hi there, Carol.
And with Berenice is another voice you know and love on radio, but even more so out in the world. And that would be Dee Guidi. Hi, Dee.
Hello, Carol. Hello,
Dee. Carol.
You can sing it to us if you like. Now, here's a voice that isn't as well known to radio because she does all this. Now, you've been on before, though, haven't you?
I have.
Yes. She's no virgin. I don't want to mislead you.
Not for a long time.
Wow.
However, that would be Rebecca Kraft.
Hello.
And Rebecca has been here for other not musical things.
Mostly art.
Right? Mostly art, because
Welcome, Rebecca.
We are delighted. Now, Rebecca, what is your role with the Cascadia Chamber Opera?
I am on the board of the Cascadia Chamber Opera.
Woot. That's fantastic. Yee. Do Woot. You like opera?
I'm getting to like opera.
Which I think is so cool. I think it's
a great thing exactly. to yeah. expose yourself to.
I think you're right, and I think Berenice just slipped in a comment that is the point. What did you say?
I was just saying that's the point of all of this. This is the point of what Cascadia Chamber Opera is all about.
Right.
That's what we want to do.
And that's what the point of having me on it is, because I'm different and new to all of this and hopefully can bring a different voice to the group.
Yeah.
And let folks know that it's not an elitist kind of
art
form.
Not if I'm here.
Thanks, Rebecca.
You and me both, Rebecca. We don't sing that kind of stuff. But so, Berenice, apropos of what you just said, what is the Cascadia Chamber Opera?
Yeah. So Cascadia Chamber Opera is an opera company of locals. Our main focus, there are three prongs to who we are, basically. There's the opera company that brings artists that are regional to the table to perform for everybody. We want to make sure it's regional artists that are engaged so that they stay here. They don't pack up and move to New York and to other large centers. But we're also trying to make sure that we're out of the way so that they can still go off and do those other gigs as well. Deke is one of those persons that we work that way with. Right. And then another prong.
But we'll never let him go.
No, he can't leave. No, one will let him leave. The other thing is there's a second prong, and that is about doing operas that are reasonable for people to come in and start liking it. So we try to avoid big, long, fancy, you know, multiple hours of a foreign language. We try to make sure it's a simple enough inroad, so we try to keep to lighter things. And then the third piece is we want to keep our prices affordable. Mm-hmm. So you'll never, ever pay $85, $95, $150, $200 for a Cascadia performance. You might even catch us do it free and in smaller venues so that you're not feeling overwhelmed. You get up close and personal to the art.
But you're always willing to. We'll always take your donation.
Absolutely. Every donation.
Any amount.
Yeah. That's the other job that Rebecca has. Value the thing.
You just heard the businesswoman here.
That's her job.
Yes. Right. Yes. Winecraft is Rebecca's creation. Yeah. And she mm-hmm. hosts lots of arts there, including the Rick's Poetry Mic once a month, which is coming up at the very beginning, first Tuesday of the month. So
what's really a wonderful pairing, wine and opera. So it kind of makes sense that she's in the picture.
There you go. So, Deke, what are you doing with this performance? Or this whole shenanigan?
What am I
has Barina got you signed up to?
She does.
Full time.
Yes.
He's an opera singer.
I think...
Yes. He's a professional. Okay, let me back up. Deke Wheaty is a professional opera singer.
Indeed.
Barinas Jones Centeno is a professional opera singer. Rebecca Kraft and Carol Newman are not.
That's right.
Okay, let's lay that right out on the table.
But you're up and comers. I think that's important.
Rebecca, your lessons at four for tomorrow afternoon.
Remember those scales when you get home. Well, I think the first time I sang with Barinas was 2012 or 2013 mm-hmm. with Cascadia, and it's always been a delight mm-hmm. and lots of fun people, always great music, always something fun and accessible, which I believe, mm-hmm. like Barina said, is part of our job, is to make it so that the breadth of opera is so underestimated by mm-hmm. people in terms of they do only kind of get the
regulars.
Well, and the extremes, mm-hmm. the Wagner, mm-hmm. you know, the Vikings.
I was going to say that when you said the long ones, I was thinking, God forbid.
No.
Eight hours of Wagner.
Or, or even 5 hours of Handel, which... Yeah. To me, I'd rather do 6 hours of Wagner, but that's just me.
No Wagner in my show.
Because are we going back to the beginning of the song again? Oh, God. Okay. But
folks, you're getting... This is one of the treats. You get the inside story.
But what Barinas has put together is such... And I think one of the things that people really comment on and... The special treat is when we sing in these venues, intimacy is a big part of the process, and mm-hmm. people don't understand the size of the voice or a lot of times the mm-hmm. color of the voice if they're being kind of not overshadowed by an orchestra, but taken mm-hmm. or being accompanied by an orchestra. Of course, there's going to be things, but when you have that piano, mm-hmm. smaller venue, closer seating, I think people take on a whole new understanding mm-hmm. of it and go, wow, that's
approachable.
Accessible, approachable,
and
gorgeous, and
we have so much fun, and I think Gilbert, as many maybe people's heads would explode at my saying this, I love Gilbert and Sullivan.
Me too.
Good. That's some great.
I know it's people genius. Who don't, it's yes. genius.
Yes.
It's
and you have to be able to spit those syllables.
The wordplay, it's all so good. Yeah. It's so good. And so I'd sing Gilbert and Sullivan anyway.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one more little piece. So the funny thing about singing opera, people always complain, no matter what language it is, what they say.
Yeah.
So what we make sure we do, and this production coming up on the 27th and 29th of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, we will be sure.
No,
I think Carol did, but I stuck another plug.
Yeah.
But what we are going to do is make sure that there are super titles so that people can still read that the text.
Oh, even though it's in English.
Even though it's in English. We still want you to get the jokes. We want you to get all the words. There's some incredible words in there. And some of them you'll still have to go home and look up because it's like, what's a tar? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't realize you were doing that. That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. In all music, vocal music, it's easy to miss words. Absolutely. And this is so humorous. But I have been impressed with every performance that Barinas has brought us with Cascadia mm-hmm. Opera. Mm-hmm. And so how many folks are actually... Oh, and you have the North Coast Chorale doing some backup singing. Is that it?
So the big thing, one of the big things that happens with Gilbert and Sullivan is their chorus. Mm-hmm. The British chorus sound is a big deal. So these two Gilbert and Sullivan. Sullivan's the composer of the pair. Definitely wrote a lot of instrumental music and choral music. So we're going to be joined by the North Coast Chorale. Members of the North Coast Chorale and Dr. Denise Reed, her ensemble, are all going to be jumping in and singing some really kind of well-known choruses from Gilbert and Sullivan. So
yeah, you might find yourself singing along.
Indeed.
Yes. Quietly. And they sound wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, they're really doing a great job.
It just is going to be...
Yeah. It's going to be delightful. Now, this is done in concert form.
Correct.
It's not a staged
opera. We're not staged. What this really means, there's going to be some movement.
Okay.
We don't have people. It's not like a Mozart Requiem where you just stand and listen. And people would just stand there and sing with their music folders.
Let me try that. A Gilbert and Sullivan Requiem. No. I don't think so.
Nope. This is, it's a fun, laughy piece, and the artists will be reacting with each other and that.
How
kind
many
of
folks
thing.
Do you have in this production?
So there are about 20 in the chorus, and there are about seven solo roles.
Okay.
And the soloists, can we talk about who's soloing? Because this is really fun. I'll be really quick.
Not okay. too much.
Okay, yeah. So there's just a few. Chris Lynn Taylor, local singer.
Okay,
Woot.
Yes.
Deep Guidi, local singer. Woot. Will Kaplinger, local singer. Woot. Bob Goldberg, who also does a show on the radio.
Yep.
And then there are a bunch of singers that you already know from other productions that you've seen.
Yes.
Jocelyn Taylor.
Right.
Thomas, Zachary Lennox, Sandy Neistat, Bernie Robe, and Natalie Fortin, who will be on our piano.
Excellent.
And then newcomers to our group, Tim and Tori McCoy.
Excellent. It's going to be a blast. This is at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin, on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And that's a week from tonight. And on Sunday at 4 p.m., on the 29th, HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan, done in a delightful way. And these folks hang out, too, so you get to really have a full experience. Thank you so much for coming in. And
thank
Rebecca,
you.
Congratulations for joining this crew of interesting people.
Yes.
Thank you, Rebecca, for making us interesting.
I'm going to choose to take that.
That's
a compliment.
Yes, of course. Yes. Hey, I do have a few things left that I want to let you know about, folks. Remember, the Earth and Ocean Arts Festival is happening right now. From 5 to 7, there's the gallery reception. All day tomorrow, there is stuff happening, including galleries, but also art being presented down to the ocean. It's fabulous. The Artichoke Dance Company from New York. I'm going to have to turn down Gilbert and Sullivan's because their voices are better than mine. I can't compete. And so, stuff happening at the Coaster as well on Sunday. It all benefits our local environmental groups, and you can too. And then we have Peer Pressure Productions, fabulous production. This is, you got to go even just to see the set alone. You won't see this anywhere else in our area. This is going to be cutting-edge theater. It's at 10:15 Commercial. They're doing a show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:15. Next weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's a totally bizarre, hilarious, and thought-provoking show. Henceforward by Ellen Akeborn.